has a long coastline. Since the days when the Dutch ruled Taiwan, there have been aborigines of the Paiwan tribe living in the Tucson area. The place used to be a dense forest, which was called Kupiawan by the aborigines. Then, as the Han people migrated to the area, the name changed to eventually become Kupiawan. In 1696, Minnan people began to immigrate to the Tucson area. They built villages one after another, such as Xingjie, Sheliao, Puqian, Houwanchai, and others. From the late years of Qing Emperor Kangxi to the Yongzheng ruled years, the Tonglingpu areas became the basis for the Minnan people to reclaim the land of the Hanzhong Peninsula. In order to protect the land, local aborigines began to build wooden fences around the land. And so, the land got its name Tai Tung, meaning firewood city. In 1788, during the period of Emperor Qianlong Qing Dynasty, Fu Kang'an, the then governor of Shang'an, led the navy to Tucson by sending armed forces to suppress Shuang Yunlin and Zhuang Zhaxian. At the time, Tucson was subsequently called Fu'an Village to commemorate this victory. In addition, a monument was raised within the Fuzhe Temple to celebrate the event. In Japanese Inoue Kanori's opinion, the current name, Tucson, may be the mispronunciation of Taichung. Others have a different opinion. Legend goes that villagers used to use charcoal transporting carts to defend themselves when the aborigine armies would approach. Therefore, the name Taichung was changed to Tucson, meaning cart city in Chinese. Tucson boasts the production of onions, watermelons, and rice. Cultivating onions and watermelons require a lot of land. These products are valuable and well-known produce in Tucson Township. The harvest of watermelons in Tucson Township is the earliest across Taiwan. Watermelons are resistant to dry weather, but not to wet climates. And since the soil of Chatan has a good drainage capacity, the watermelons here grow to be big, fragrant, sweet, and delicious. If you pass by Chatan and it happens to be harvest time, you should remember to buy a watermelon and savor its sweetness. Chatan also has the reputation of being the kingdom of onions. The onions in Chatan are quite famous. Every year, the downwind in Pingdong can blow away pests and the mist, facilitating the growth of onions. It only takes 4 months for the onions to be harvested. The total yield per year is approximately 20,000 metric tons. When buying onions in a vegetable market, you should ask the vendor where their onions are from. You never know, the onions you'll be taking home might just come from Chatan. Some boats from Liuzhou drifted to the surroundings of today's Mutan Township. The crew members from these Liuzhou boats intended to invade Mutan Township, but they were decapitated and killed by the local aborigines upon their arrival. At the time, the officials in Liuzhou asked the Japanese government to send troops. In 1874, the Japanese army arrived at Ximen. The aborigines fought against the army by holding superior geographical positions. But in the end, the Japanese army climbed onto the cliff to occupy a commanding position. And that was when circumstances changed. The Mutan Village incident is a widely known historical event. The ancient battlefield of this incident occurred in Chatan Township. In view of this historical incident, and as we recall the brutal killing, we should remember that communication is always better than violent conflict. If you ever have plans to become a county magistrate, you should come to Chatan to acquire some relevant experiences. This is because the incumbent county magistrate of Pingdong was born in Chatan Township. Chatan Township's unique cultural and geographical environments are certainly worth your extensive exploration. Audio file was produced by the Pingdong County Government. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a pleasant journey.